Well, Jerry, I'm just as enthusiastic about the Merry Mom as you are because, as you said, I had some great success. It was showy. Of course, it was out in the middle of the ranch. Nobody but me and a couple of coyotes saw it. But we
that
appreciate
doesn't
it.
Matter. You don't plant flowers to show off. You plant flowers for your soul, guy. But anyway, now last year we only had the yellow. We had the one called Discovery Yellow, which is a smaller one. Flowers are still big, but it's on a short plant. And Voyager, which is a little bit larger plant, still same size flower. Now, the reason we're choosing these small plants with these big flowers, there are a lot of varieties of marigolds of these African types that have been around for a long time that have been big plants. And the flowers are just as spectacular until you have the first rain. Now, last year, we had the first rain on these big-flowered marigolds, and we had about 8 or 10 varieties out there, and the only one that stood the rains, now, about standing, I mean, when the rains come and those flowers open in October, it breaks those branches off. It breaks the limb off and destroys the plant in a matter of hours. So, you know, you're out of business. But these things, the smaller ones, can tolerate rains. Yeah, I think we had a 6 or 7 inch rain on those small ones, and they came through all right. Now, they never have to be cut back or debudded. They all, and so they just are spectacular. See, like I said, you never probably took a dead bloom off of yours last year.
No, I thought about it, but I forgot to ask you, so
well,
I left them on.
That's why, you see, he wanted to, but he's getting into that age that he just can't.
I'd rather sit and look at
them. Wobble out there. Anyway, they're spectacular, and they're clean. They're all the time clean. And nothing will bother them because the deer will eat them. Now, people, the deer will eat them. I don't know if the grasshoppers are usually gone by that time.
Yeah.
The spider mites, the season is cooled off by then, so we don't have a spider mite buildup. So things are doing well. They do wonderful in containers. But, as my letter said, you know, and I told this guy about the bluebonnets, I'm going to tell you the same thing about the Merry Moms. Don't be planting my Merry Moms in the shade. Now, if you hadn't got anything but a shady bed, you leave them alone. They're too expensive. Mm-hmm. They're too precious. It's taking us too long to get them. Of this year, and I didn't finish my story on the colors, we have an orange. And people were flipping out wanting an orange last year. So this year, we have a small orange, and it is sold as Discovery Orange. So they'll be sold as Merry Mom Discovery Orange, Merry Mom Discovery Yellow, and Merry Mom Voyager Yellow.
Okay.
They are to be planted now. They're to be transplanted now. There are no seed available. You will have to go from transplants. You can either find transplants from pea and peat pots or transplants in the larger super packs or larger transplants. Now, I would encourage you to look around and talk to the nurseman and find somebody that will sell them to you in quantity. In other words, don't just be cheap like McReynolds. Go out there and put 6 out there. You know? Come on now. If you're going to do this, let's get after it. I mean, they're easy to grow. They're spectacular. Put them about 10 inches apart and plant 96, which is a flat of peat pots. Just put 96 out there. Most of the time, if you buy by the flat, they'll give you a break on them. They'll give you a break on the price. Look around. There's nurseries that's doing that. And the next thing is, like I said, don't plant them in the shade. Now, I had a lady come out there, a lady or guy, I forget who it was. I was standing out at Burstus. And like I said, we planted that whole entryway of his place with Merry Moms. We got some out there this year.
Yeah.
Whole entryway with these Merry Moms. And I mean, they were screaming right out there in the field. And she said, she comes over to me and said, I don't like those marigolds of yours. They didn't do any good. Well, you know, I try to be nice, about an hour a day, and she luckily happened to hit me that hour. And so I said, well, you plant them in the shade, fool. She said, oh, no, I didn't plant them in the shade. They just grew long and lanky and didn't have any blue. I said, let's take a walk out here and look at these. I said, look at these. These were planted the same day. These are the same varieties that you have. Now, somebody messed up. Now, who was it? You